All right, guys. So we've been on quite the break. Not intentional, just life, but we're back. Yes, that's my co-host just dropping in.
Sorry, I was excited.
Understandable. I'm excited too. It's been way too damn long.
It's been pretty long, honestly.
I mean, that's what happens when you're parents and you try to squeeze in your podcasts at nighttime, and sometimes you're asleep, and so therefore you miss it.
Sometimes, like, one person is asleep, and then you're awake,
Right.
and then you're asleep, and then the
The
other person
person's
is awake.
awake, right? That's also a situation. So yeah, I mean, I guess we just kind of pick up on, maybe we could talk about why we've been missing each other like ships in the night to record this podcast.
That makes sense. That could be something.
Yeah, I mean, personally, for the past, I don't know, maybe month and a half going up to 2 months, I've been getting up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning to
Oh,
exercise.
wait. We didn't like properly introduce the show.
No, we'll do that later. We'll just add that in later. It's cool. It's
Okay,
fine. It's totally fine. It's totally
thank
fine.
you. All right, go
But
ahead.
just in case you skip those first 10 to 15 seconds, my name is Robin.
I am Brandon.
And it's our podcast. Shh, the kids are sleeping. I don't know why he always does that. It really, really is something special. Anyway,
It always feels right to do it. I don't know. It wasn't.
to you and you alone.
Yeah. I
It's
mean, it's
okay.
not planned, but it just
It's
feels right. You follow your gut.
not planned, but you've done it every time.
But it just feels right every time.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we just got to keep our voices down because we don't want to wake up the baby. Hey, I'm going with it. If it feels good to you, then I'm with
Okay. That makes me feel good.
So anyway, well, the reason we have had quite the lapse of time since we've talked to you lovely people out there, all one or two or three of you that are listening so far. But you know what? Someday we could end this year off with 1,000 listeners. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be great.
I
I would be
mean,
pleasantly surprised.
yeah, that would be like a gift. I'm gonna put that out there in the universe.
We'll put it out there.
1K by December 31st, 2021.
All right.
We should probably like promote it, like actually
That would
share it.
help. That would
Yeah,
help.
because I mean, like, who knows about it?
And right now we're kind of underground. The only
Exactly.
way we get to mainstream is if we, like,
Put
promote ourselves,
ourselves, right? Put
put
ourselves
ourselves
out
out
there.
there. Jinx.
Knock on wood.
Oh yeah, we do have a wooden bed frame here.
Yeah.
We got lucky that time.
Anyway, we digress. So back to why we haven't been here. I've been waking up at the crack of dawn, sometimes before the sun comes up. That's my excuse. And you?
Well, I've been working out at night,
That's right.
so I'm trying to get my body right and my body tight for hot boy fall.
I was absolutely not ready for that, and I loved every second of it.
You gotta keep your wife happy and
Warm boy fall.
you gotta keep
Who needs a jacket when you got warm boy fall?
it's true.
Barbells and beards, that's all we need.
That's all we need, man.
I
That's
love
all we need.
it. I
So
love it.
yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the workouts usually don't start until later on at nighttime. So by the time I'm done, it's like 11:30 sometimes.
Tis true.
And by that time I come upstairs and, my two favorite ladies are knocked out cold.
Tis true.
And I will not interrupt the sleep of either one of them for a podcast.
You're a wise man. And I do want to give you an extra kudos because when I started going hiking, you were working out in the morning, and we couldn't really coordinate both of us working out in the morning successfully. with the amount of time that we gave ourselves. And so I mean, you made the sacrifice to work out at night so that I could get up and get out and hit the streets in the morning. And so I do truly, truly appreciate it, because me working out at night is mostly trash, never happens. Or I go hard for a week and then I'm just like, oh, I'm tired. Kids, milk. I can't do it. Yeah, life. So I don't know how long that's going to last, you know, as it gets colder and our schedule starts changing, because, well, in this episode, we were going to talk about the fact that we have a kid that's about to start school. So I don't know how that's going to change our schedule. But for now, as dysfunctional as it might be, you know, we're parents raising our kids. We don't have help. And in the current times, we're doing the best we can to, you know, take care of ourselves so that we can continue to take care of our family.
Right.
So we make it happen by any means necessary.
Yeah. It wasn't that big of a deal to change my time. I mean, the fact that you were like willing to get out there and do it, you know, it's like you gotta support something like that, because not everybody's gonna wake up at 5:30 to hit them streets.
I mean, so that's true, but there's also some people out there who aren't very supportive, and if it's not serving them, then they don't want to do it. So I mean, I'm not like trying to put you on a pedestal or anything, but I do want to sincerely share my appreciation, because you know, your willingness to let me move when I need to move is helpful. And I just want you to have your flowers.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, when you move, I move.
Just so, like that.
Exactly. That's
what they say.
That's what I heard somewhere.
Word on the curb.
Word on the curb.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I just want to support you in any way that I can. And if that means all I have to do is change the time that I, you know, try and get swole, then I can do that. And that's small potatoes.
Yeah. Well, I guess enough of us flirting and staring at each other and offering up compliments. I think we should just dig into the meat and the potatoes of what we were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, potatoes.
I mean, why not? Why not? Hot potato,
sweet potato, spud,
roasted potato,
potatoes au gratin.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. See, or French fries.
French fries.
I mean,
hash browns,
curly fries,
baked potato.
Wait, did you say hash browns?
I did.
Seasoned fries. Popeye's fries.
Cajun fries.
You just call them all Checkers fries.
I know. Or Rally's fries.
Checkers is Rally's.
Yeah, that's true.
Rally's.
I just wanted to say both, because maybe people don't really know about it.
I didn't know about Rally's until like 2 years ago. I was like, what is Rally's? I know Checkers. I don't know nothing about Rally's.
Okay.
Okay, let's keep going. This is why y'all haven't had a podcast in about a month.
Welcome to Potato Talk, people.
Okay, literally. All right. So anyway, let's talk about upcoming big changes. Our firstborn is getting ready to start school, full-time school, and I think that it's safe to say we are totally freaking out.
Totally freaking out. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that has not ended yet.
No, despite how people may feel. Oh, hold on. He's going to change. He's going to check on the baby. Okay, that means she's still asleep.
Yeah, we're still good.
And I think, I mean, to be fair, even if the world wasn't in somewhat of a state of peril, I do think that we would still be somewhat freaking out about the fact that the child who made us parents is about to spread his wings. Yeah, is about to spread his wings and go off and do new things. And technically, maybe it wouldn't have been so hard if he had already been in daycare and stuff. But I've been home with him since before, I mean, really technically before he got here, because I literally had to get out of my job as soon as possible.
That's another episode.
Yeah, that we'll talk about that another time. But yeah, I mean, me and him have literally been together like almost every day of his life, give or take maybe like 4 days.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but true.
How does that make you feel?
I honestly don't know if it's going to really hit me until we drop him off and he's gone until it's time to pick him up at 3 o'clock. I don't think it's really going to like set in that like my little built-in buddy, my little helper with his little sister is really out there. I think it's more of like, I know that he's ready. He's expressed that he's ready to be in school with other kids, because I totally thought about doing the homeschool thing or online learning. And he said he wanted to be with other kids. I don't think he understands exactly what it's going to be like, because when you go from being just you, even just you and your sister versus you amongst 20 plus other kids, yeah. I'm assuming there's going to be a little bit of a curve. It's going to be a little intimidating, a little maybe overstimulating at times. And so I think for me, I'm trying to be as calm as possible and not let any anxieties I have cloud over his experience, because this is first for him. And despite the fact that this world sometimes can be very scary, I want him to come into it the way I came into it as a kindergartner, you know, or you came into it as a kindergartner, just
terrified,
eyes wide open, ready to, you know, take on something new, ready to meet new people. And so I'm trying to be prayerful and patient and I'm going to go tend to her while Daddy keeps going.
All right. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a big change. But we're all excited for it. And I'm just kind of excited to see how he's going to be, you know. It's different when you see him all day, every day, hanging out with you and stuff like that. And, you know, at the playground and stuff, he gets to interact with other kids and things like that. But school is a totally different beast altogether, you know. He has to learn, and there's teachers there. There's other people besides his parents teaching him, or at least attempting to teach him something. And then there's the different personalities from the other kids, and it's gonna be an experience, but I feel that he's ready for it. And I'm excited and nervous, I think like most parents are, to see him how he handles it. And it's the beginning of a long journey being a student. So it's gonna be fun. I think the best thing for us to do is just to be there for him if he needs it, and you know, make sure we give him his hugs and let him know that we're gonna have his back and we're there if he needs us. But I could see him honestly being excited and running into school, and also being scared and possibly crying in front of the school. So those are two opposite ends of the spectrum, but that's kind of how he works. So not really a middle ground. And yeah, I don't know which one it's going to be, but it's going to be interesting. I think Robin's still with the baby. So I guess for now, we'll just end it here. I hope you guys enjoyed us talking. I am Brandon, by myself at the moment, and Robin is tending to child. And we will catch you on the next episode.
wait a minute, as our soon-to-be kindergartner would say, I had a little more to add to the situation. Of course, we all know in this current situation, the current temperature of the country is a little crazy. We're all feeling a little wound up and ready for change, ready for things to get quote unquote back to normal. And I think that especially this year, going into the school year, we have no choice but to give our kids so much more grace than usual, because for some of them, it's their first time experiencing school and are going to be experiencing it from a different lens. And they may come back frazzled and a little wound up, and they might come back and be so appreciative to be around kids who are their age that they won't know any different. And we have to do our best to try not to impress upon them our feelings, our fears, our worries, and just be there for them, be supportive of them, ask them questions that get their little minds going. And sometimes that's how you find out about their friends, and you find out about their experiences, and if school is going well, are they being successful, are they being bullied, are they, you know, are they making connections, are they struggling in any areas. And I think that if this last year and a half has taught me anything, it's about getting quiet. Because when you get quiet and you get still, you end up uncovering so many truths, so many things that you didn't know that you had inside of you. And with our kids, that's what we have to do. Not impress upon them, not project our own feelings, but to just be quiet and listen and let them unfold and let them become who they're going to be. Because guess what? 15, 20 years from now, they're going to be talking about the effects of how this crazy pandemic has affected them as students, as people, as young adults, and as students, all of the above. And we're going to have to sit back and listen and take notes and see how our behaviors and our conversations and the things that we decided to do, how it will affect them. And I hope that above all things, that they come out of it better people, stronger people, wiser people, people who want to stand together, people who want to stand up for something good, who learn that we're all in this thing together and community is key. So I wish, if anything, that maybe someday our 5-year-old or 5.5-year-old will listen to this and that he'll know how much his mom and dad love him, support him, pray for him, think about him, worry about him, but above all else, have faith in him, have faith in the things that we've taught him so far, and have faith in the teachers and staff that they'll, you know, take his hand and continue to guide him in a positive direction through his schooling years. And that if anything goes well, goes wrong, that we're here constantly to listen to him and to support him. And yeah, I just wanted to put my last little bit on it because I know that my husband had to wrap it up because I was tending to the baby, but it is literally the hardest thing. Like, being a parent is the hardest thing, to love someone so much and to know that they're going to go through all these changes and you have to unleash them on the world and pray that you and the people that they encounter will do things to help turn them into great people, great citizens, you know? And also not wanting him to lose the innocence that he has for as long as I can keep him, not necessarily sheltered, but just protect that. We have such a short time to be little kids, to be children, and I want him to enjoy that. Yeah, I think that's all. I just wanted to say that before I lost it. So baby boy, we love you, and you're going to do awesome, amazing things. Daddy, anything else you want to add?
Not really. I guess I just piggyback off of yours and say, my little guy, you're the man. Well, you're the little man, but we got you. Whatever you need, we're here for you, and you're going to do great. And I can't wait to see the grown man that you grow to be, you know, starting from this journey here at kindergarten. And with that, it looks like I'll be closing this one off again because the baby is awake. So thank you again for listening, and we will catch you in the next episode. This is Brandon signing off. Good night. And Rob.